Good morning, everyone. Friday, May 29th. I'm all confused because to me it seems like this should be Memorial Day weekend, but no, that was a week ago. The last weekend in May and Illinois is back open. Iowa and Missouri did it a long time ago, but Illinois is finally back open. And we'll announce some of our great advertisers that are open for business at the end of this broadcast. The Mary Griffith Show brought to you this day and every day by Hillbean Auto Body. Remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hillbean. I am joined by the outgoing president of Culver Stockton College, Kelly Thompson. Good morning, President Thompson.
Good morning, Mary. It's so nice to hear your voice.
I wish we could be together, but this is social distancing, as we say. It's been a strange end to your career at Culver Stockton because the accolades and parties that probably would have been hooped up upon you have been a little bit more low-key, but hopefully this will serve as a send-off for you. Let's talk a little bit about your tenure at Culver Stockton College. I want to first admit, as a former Culver Stockton employee, this would not be the first time that I've had to tell the president I broke the rules, but my husband and I were up in Canton driving around on Monday, and even though it said no cars beyond this point, of course, I ignored that completely and took an absolutely wonderful driving tour of the vacant Culver Stockton campus.
Yes.
Could not believe. I mean, I know that new buildings have gone up, but when you drive around very, very slowly with no other cars there, no students there, nobody distracting you, the regrowth, the rebirth at Culver Stockton under your command has just been enormous. Let's talk about some of the top highlights of your tenure at Culver Stockton.
Well, thank you, Mary, for that nice compliment. It truly has been an incredible team effort, trustees, loyal alumni, great friends, so many people helping us over the last 6 years. We developed a comprehensive campaign, and so that has been, it was entitled Changing Lives, and we will finish the campaign this June 30th. And so that really fueled so many of the wonderful improvements on campus. I would say the highlight for me was the dedication of the Carolyn L. and Robert W. Brown Residence Hall. It is just a beautiful, beautiful facility. The day we dedicated it on September 29th in 2017, it was fully funded. Dr. and Mrs. Brown were there. Dr. Brown is a former president, president emeritus of Culver Stockton College. So it was just an amazing, amazing day. And our students, it is the first residential facility to be filled up, and it's just an incredible facility. We've also been able to make lots of changes with our Ellison Poulton Stadium. We had new Culver Blue bleachers installed, and they just pop. I think when you probably drove around that corner, you could see just how amazing they are. And also the seating allows for handicapped accessibility, and that was very, very important to us. We began an e-sports program, and we had one of our trustees step up, and we put in an e-sports arena. You probably did not see that on your tour because it is in the Robert W. Brown residential facility, but it is an amazing, amazing facility, and our e-sports team has been quite competitive, so that's been important. Those are a few of the major things that we've done on campus. We've also done a lot on the interior. Our athletic training program, we developed an entire room that is dedicated to athletic training, and it was just an amazing, amazing facility with state-of-the-art equipment. So that's been very, very helpful for our faculty and those preparing to be athletic trainers. We've just had so many wonderful gifts. We've had gifts towards our endowment. So our endowment was raised from about $22 million to, as of December 31st, over $30 million. And that's really supported a number of scholarships. We have 54 new endowed scholarships that have been funded in the campaign. So I'll stop there.
Well, no need to stop, because, I mean, it's been amazing. And I know that, you know, it hasn't just been you. You've done this with a team behind you. But I tell you, you know, like I said, I date myself, but I haven't been on staff at Culver Stockton College now for, well, about, let's say, at least 25 years. So, mm-hmm. But I've been up on the campus, of course, since then. And like you said, a lot of the improvements are inside. And one thing that, of course, a college has to do, they have to attract great teachers. And, of course, at Culver Stockton College, it's not so much about professors who are trying to get published or do research, although you have that. It's about that true teaching professional that cares about the classroom experience. To me, that's what Culver is about. And then you also have to have that academic experience, but you have to have that residential life experience. It seems to me that with your fraternities and sororities, some new buildings, some refab buildings, the residence halls for those who don't want to be in Greek life, it seems to me that Culver Stockton has had a renaissance about attracting students based on, hey, this is not a concrete block like I lived in at the University of Illinois with a concrete block wall, you know. This is a home where you can live comfortably while you're here at Culver Stockton.
That's absolutely right, Mary, and I'm so very proud. Our students come from 26 different states and 18 countries, so it is such a diverse, wonderful community, and I think one of my greatest pleasures has been being involved in so many events that are on campus and watching our students develop and grow, whether or not it's on the field or in the concert hall. I mean, it's just, you know, it really keeps you young.
That's the other thing. Now, President Thompson, some people may not know your story. So now that we've talked a little bit about what's happened at Culver Stockton, we'll continue to elaborate on that. Talk about what you were doing before you came to Culver, when you came to Culver, and what you'll be doing here at the end of June when the big U-Haul trailer pulls out and you wave goodbye to Canton, Missouri.
Yeah, absolutely, Mary. I was serving as the Vice President for External Relations at Barton College in Wilson, North Carolina, prior to coming directly to Culver Stockton. My background is in higher education. Worked at National Lewis University for 17 years in the Chicagoland area. That was a very, very large institution, but I really came to love small residential colleges. And it was a conversation with my husband one evening when he asked, what, you know, did I really want to do this? This is probably 15 years ago. And I said, well, I want to be a college president. And he said, well, you're not going to do that without an earned doctorate. He had earned his PhD very young in life. So I applied to the University of Pennsylvania executive doctoral program and just had an amazing experience there and earned my doctoral degree. And so, therefore, I was much more competitive when I was looking for a presidency. And a friend of mine actually saw the notice about the Culver Stockton opening and really encouraged me to apply. And then the search consultant called me and said, you know, I think this would really be a good fit, Kelly, for you. Culver sounds, you know, very much like Barton College. We are both affiliated with the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. Student body of just about 1,000 or a little over 1,000. Many academic programs were very similar. At Barton, I also served as their interim provost, so I had that academic background as well. So when I came to the Hill for our basically two-day visit, my husband and I, we just couldn't imagine how absolutely incredible the faculty and staff and trustees were. This is a community that cares deeply about students and enhancing the student experience. And so when I was offered the position, it didn't take long for Clark and I to decide this is where we wanted to be. So it has been six absolutely amazing years. I can't believe it's been 6 years.
It doesn't seem possible. I'm like, I just think I had you on when you first got here, and now it's like, yeah, I'd be like, okay, how did that time fly by? You know, you mentioned, I think this is the key. You know, Culver Stockton has this experiential learning, and we'll talk about that. We've covered that in our newscast quite a bit about how different that is. When you come to Camden, now let's be obvious. I mean, you were used to working in a small school system, but you had been up in Chicago. I mean, I'm not putting Little Canton down. I love the year that I worked there. But if I'm pulling in to Canton, Missouri, I mean, you've got to think, what will I do with myself here? And that's why I think Culver Stockton is so critical to Canton. Because on the campus of Culver Stockton, you have access to sports and arts and lectures and intellectual people. And those people come down off the hill and patronize the town, and the town helps with the being employees of Culver Stockton College at all levels. And it really is a symbiotic relationship there between the little river town and the hill.
Oh, it is so very much a symbiotic relationship. I mean, we have a wonderful partnership with the Canton R5 schools. Our teacher educators do clinical work there. We have an amazing classroom that third and fourth graders can come up, and again, our students will work with the Canton R5 little ones. So, and it has been a long relationship of working town and gown. And I was just writing an article the other day for the Press News Journal, and talking about one of the events that we do every year. It's called Everyone Doing More, or EDM, and our students, new students, faculty and staff, we walk down the hill and we work 17 different service projects this last year in the Canton community. And that is so amazing to watch our students interact with alumni and others, and after a day of work, reflect on that. And it was just a week or so ago that one of our 2020 grads, we've been trying to lift them up and put their stories on social media, and she said the best experience that she had while at Culver Stockton, or one of the most memorable, was going down and helping the Canton community. She remembered that one of the women brought chocolate chip cookies in and told the history of the roundhouse that's in Canton. I mean, sort of amazing for a four-year college experience for her to remember that particular story.
But the bottom line is you're building leaders, and in a Christian school, leaders for Christ. And so, yes, academically, what they learn there, but you know, you're always going to be learning. Anytime you have a book to read, there's always more knowledge that can be attained. But it's that personal experience. It's that servant leader. And I think you've referred to yourself even as a servant leader, and I think that's an apropos description. But what was your first impression of Canton? Because that's different than your first impression of Culver Stockton, which has to do with academics and facilities and alumni base and fundraising potential. What was your first, you know, when you first drove through Canton, what did you think?
I thought, I looked at my husband, who had grown up in a very small town, and said, you know, does this look very familiar to you? And he said, it does. And he said, and it's going to be great, Kelly.
Great. Well, that, you know, and that's the thing. I often say, we just had some people from Blessing Hospital on the other day talking about physician recruitment. You know, finding doctors who like to live in a small town, that's half the battle. Because, yes, you can bring somebody in here who grew up in New York City or Los Angeles, and they might be happy. But the chances that they're, you know, if they want to go out and live on a little farmette, if they want to smell corn growing, you know, there are certain aspects of collegiate life at Culver Stockton College that are quite different than Columbia University in New York. And,
that's right.
You know, there's no need to compare them. They're just simply different experiences. And kids that come to Culver Stockton College, they like the smallness. They like the fact that their professors care about them. You know, I always say, you know, I loved my education at the University of Illinois, and I got a good education there. But none of those professors knew who I was. I mean,
right.
You know, they were so busy working on their next research paper, which is like, oh, I got to teach this class so that I can have a job here and get tenure. And it's so different at Culver. like you said, the relationship between faculty and student is a much more personal relationship, and some people are looking for that. Well, what's next for Kelly Thompson? You get to leave that beautiful president's house. Hey, if you don't have anybody to live there, I'll come over and stay in that one. That's pretty nice.
I'm telling you, Mary, that has been one of the most wonderful gifts for us to be able to entertain our students, faculty, and staff at the home. I was just talking with Carolyn Brown, the former First Lady. She and Dr. Brown actually worked and designed the home and had it built from a generous donor in the mid-80s. So we were sort of walking through the history of the home yesterday. So we will definitely miss living in the Pillars and all that, all the people that came to the home, our alumni and friends, and so we will definitely miss that. But one of the things that we will leave Culver with is so many more friends and relationships that will live on. We will live on the East Coast. We'll reside in Wilson, North Carolina, and Central Florida. So when it's really, really cold, we'll be in Central Florida.
And you'll just be retired.
And I'll just be retired, yes. I was talking to a trustee emeritus the other day, and he was saying, well, you know, Kelly, you could do this or you could do that. And I said, you know, what I'm really excited about doing is spending time with my husband, visiting family, getting to be a better golfer, and I'm a lap swimmer, so I see myself in that pool every day.
Okay. We're going to ask you to hang on the line. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to put you on hold, and our conversation with the president of Culver Stockton College, Kelly Thompson, continues. She is retiring at the end of June, and she leaves in her wake some big shoes to fill, because there's been a lot that has happened at Culver Stockton College, and a lot more is still planned. Keeping the Faith, quite an appropriate song for the outgoing president of Culver Stockton College, Kelly Thompson. We're kind of lost in Let's Remember today as she gets ready to ride off into the sunset for a beautiful retirement. President Thompson, what was the single biggest challenge you had facing you 6 years ago when you first took the helm of Culver Stockton College? Because they had great management in the past. They'd always been vibrant. You know, the small school, it's not going to ever have, you know, 5,000 students probably. But what were some of the big challenges that you had, the biggest thing you had to overcome?
Well, I'll start by saying, Mary, President Emeritus Valentine, I succeeded him, and he really laid a lot of great groundwork for me. He did a comprehensive campaign and was very successful with that, and he had begun building enrollment. So, you know, my challenge really was to how to continue in the momentum. Because he had really gotten the momentum going on campus, got more alumni involved. Students were, in essence, lining up to come to the Hill. So how do you keep that momentum going? And I'm very proud to say we were able to do that. We were able to accelerate growth. We were able to raise more funds in the past 6 years to support all the good work that we wanted to do. And our motto has been, you know, we are changing lives on the Hill. And so having the, you know, the challenge was, how do we get even better?
And of course, this was your first stint with that doctorate degree as president of a college, and kind of unusual in these parts to have a female president, frankly.
Yes, I am the first female president at Culver Stockton College. And, you know, a lot of people, when I first came, they would say, well, you know, you're the first female. And I was like, well, that's okay, but I want to just be a great leader. I want to move the institution forward, whether I'm a female or a male. You know, I want you to see me as someone who is invested in the institution and can make it better. And I think people definitely have been saying that in the last, especially few months. You talked in earlier about, you know, the celebrations and all of that. Well, we've been doing celebrating on Zoom. The faculty put together a wonderful proclamation thanking me for our my service and presented it to me over Zoom. And the trustees are having a Zoom gathering for my husband Clark and I on Tuesday, so we've been able to celebrate in different ways.
Yeah. Well, and you don't have to clean your house, which, like you said, that president's house, hats off to the Browns, because that truly was built with only one thing in mind. This may be our home, but we represent Culver Stockton College, so it is the gathering place for faculty, staff, honored students, that backyard barbecue. It's a great place. I'm sure you will miss that. Experiential learning. It was there before you came, right?
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, while it may not have been called that 20 years ago, that has been part of our culture at Culver Stockton. Learning by doing, having opportunities outside the classroom to develop skills and abilities that are needed in this time. But one of the things that we've done, Mary, in my time here is certify our faculty nationally in experiential learning teaching. And so that has been a real effort on our part. So right now, 80% of our faculty are certified by the National Association of Experiential Learning. And very, very, very proud of that. You know, when we talk about experiential learning, we're really talking about creative expression, leadership, service learning. Our students do simulations, travel study, not only domestically but internationally. We provide lots and lots of professional experiences for them. And then, of course, a certain number of our students are engaged in research and innovation, even though we are a teaching college.
This experiential learning, of course, everybody's learning kind of came to it. You know, let's all go online starting in the middle of March.
Yes.
Will Culver Stockton, WIU president, says they'll be back face-to-face in the fall. Will Culver Stockton College be back face-to-face in the fall?
We are planning, and every decision we're making these last 8 weeks is all in preparation to safely welcome our students back to the Hill this fall.
Now, what do you feel, and of course, that's not the new president's fault, but there could be a drop-off. Some people are, well, two things could happen. Number one, fewer people may go to college, just in general. Number two, though, more people may want to stay local and go to college. So you probably have a handle on how many freshmen are already enrolled for next year. Are the numbers up, down, or sideways?
Yes, they're actually up, Mary. And so, you know, we're finding not only do new students want to choose to be on campus here at Culver Stockton College, but our returning numbers are also higher. So we actually are having a registration day today, a virtual registration, and we have more students registering today than we did last year. So we're seeing that students really want to have a residential experience, and we have seen increases.
Now, of course, one of the other experiences at Culver Stockton is that while you have a great residential life there, a Greek life, you also have many, especially non-traditional students, who live in our area and want to further their education and just drive on to the campus. What is the percentage of students that go to Culver Stockton that live on campus and the percentage that are commuters to the campus?
About 85% of our students live on campus and 15% commute.
And why do you think the commuting population hasn't grown more? Is it because of competition from HLG, Quincy University, Mizzou, Truman State? Or what would you have to do to get the commuter population up?
Well, we've been working a little bit on that, and we for the most part, do not cross applications very much with HLGU, somewhat with Quincy University. One of the things that we've been working hard on is our transfer students. So John Wood Community College has been a great partner with us, and we've been working on additional articulation agreements, and that may help increase the number of commuter students as well. Those students that have earned the AA degree that are in the tri-state area that want to finish. So that has been a focus of ours, Mary.
I imagine you recruit a lot down at Moberly and at John Wood. In other words, those students have already completed 2 years of junior college or associate's degree level work. That's a prime feeder right into your system to spend the last 2 years at Culver Stockton College.
That's right, and we have wonderful articulation agreements, and many of the transfer students really are looking at time to degree. How long will it take me to earn the bachelor's degree? And some of them may want a residential experience and live on campus, and others will commute.
Well, that's just it. To each his own. But I tell you, you know, like I said, I always go back to the only college experience I know, and that's at the University of Illinois. Freshman class of 8,000, the president addressed us, you know, whoever could fit onto the quad, and said, look to your left and look to your right. One of you is not going to be here next semester. And we planned it that way. We don't have housing for you. We don't have food for you. We don't have enough people to teach you. We are going to flunk a third of you out. So if you want to not be in that one third, you better buckle down and have an experience. And it was true. One third were gone. And, you know, but again, the sorority experience, you know, the job on campus, the things that are not just academic, those are also important in our college life as well. We have to take another break at 9:45. If you'll hang on the line again, President Kelly Thompson from Culver Stockton College. Enrollment is up. They're looking for a great fall start at Culver Stockton College while Kelly Thompson will be basking on a beach somewhere in Florida. We'll be right back. A little I'm missing you dedicated to Dr. Kelly Thompson as she prepares to leave the Hill in Culver Stockton College. And she leaves a place just like a good Girl Scout better than the condition that she found it in. We were talking about the future
of
Culver
Mary.
Stockton College. And, of course, I'm sure you'll always be a phone call away from anyone who wants advice. But like all wise people, you won't interfere
That's right.
with the next person's running. But you talked about the biggest challenge that faced you when you came in, which was just keeping things going. Now we have, you know, a different time frame. We have a lot of people saying a college education is not as necessary. They're pushing more people into trade school, which may be a good thing. They're talking about the expense of a college education and how fewer and fewer people can afford that without going into debt. So now, what do you think is the biggest challenge facing Culver Stockton in the next 10 years, no matter who's president?
Well, I think short term, Marriott's going to be leading in this very difficult and, you know, how many times have we heard unprecedented time, but it really is. You know, we have a worldwide pandemic that we're dealing with. So I think, you know, again, that is going to be, you know, the greatest challenge in terms of leading, in this time. I think once we have a vaccine and once, you know, we adapt to the new normal, I think, President-elect Palmer, will hit the ground running in terms of continuing the momentum that we've enjoyed. He is, I think, well prepared for leading, us in this difficult time. He has deep experience as a higher education administrator. He was selected from a highly competitive national search, and I'm really confident that he will excel as the 27th president, but it's a very different time, and that will be a challenge for sure.
What about money and facilities? Fundraising and facilities, those two things.
In what way, Mary?
Well, I mean, you've had such a successful fundraising campaign and you've built so
sure.
many new facilities. Is there still more that in the next 10 years that needs to be done, or are we in a kind of a resting mode?
Well, I think there's always more to be done on a 141-acre campus, and we have, you know, great dreams and aspirations in terms of next steps. I think Dr. Palmer and the presidential search committee and our trustees will probably be looking to build our endowment because that's really going to be the future of the college. So we've had, you know, again, enjoyed endowment growth. We had a number of major plan gifts that have supported our endowment. So I really see the focus on endowment growth as well as, again, continuing to upgrade our facilities, but I don't think that will be the focus moving forward.
Right. You've done such a great job. I mean, one thing I will say about Culver Stockton College, like I said, you know, living here all my life,
yes,
always knowing people that graduated there, being part of the campus community for that brief year, which I really enjoyed, there is a pride in graduating. There's a pride in alumni-ship at Culver Stockton. And, you know, Quincy University lucked out and John Mahoney's given them, you know, more money than they could ever imagine. But, you know, it's not just a multi-million-dollar gift. It's every alumni writing that check every year for $100 saying, I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for Culver Stockton College. You get 1,000, you know, you get 200 graduates every year doing that. Multiply that by ad infinitum. I'm embarrassed to talk in front of a school president. You've got something going. You've got something going for you.
We do, Mary, and I will say thank you so much for that, because every year we have 20% of our alumni that give to Culver Stockton College. The national average is between 5 and 6%. 20% of our alumni give. And then the other absolutely astounding fact is that 100% of our faculty and staff give to the college. And this has happened for 17, 18 years, or almost 100%, I should say. Maybe it's 98%. But that's astounding. And that really, and of course, our trustees have given 100% for many, 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 many years. So everyone is interested in making sure that Culver Stockton thrives. I mean, so
Even people that didn't go there, that live in our community, recognize what a benefit it is to have Culver Stockton College. Less than a minute left. The single most funny thing that ever happened to you, or something odd that happened to you on Culver Stockton in your tenure as president.
Well, you might enjoy this. When we first came, and I was taking the garbage out at the pillars. I don't know where my husband was. A neighbor saw it, and he was talking to his daughter, I think it was, and she said, oh, have you seen the new president? And he said, no, but I saw his wife taking out the garbage.
You know, Kelly Thompson, we've got a long way to go, but that's okay. Thanks to you and to others, we're moving forward inch by inch. I'm glad you're the first lady president of Culver Stockton College. You won't be the last, and let's hope that by the time you and I both leave this earth, there's not anything new for ladies to have done first. It's just accepted that we can do whatever we want. Good luck in your retirement.
Thank you so much, Mary. Thank you for everything.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.